So here we are on the end of day six at the International Council, and I have with me Ratna Shri.
Yes, hello, Lashini.
And Vijaya.
Hello.
So Ratna Shri, please tell us which strand you're involved with in the International Council.
Hello, I live in Mumbai. I came as a representative of Order Strand.
Order Strand. And yourself, Vijaya, where you live?
I live in Nagpur and I represent College Strand.
Mm. So you live in Mumbai, Ratna Shri. Tell us about your Dhamma work there, please.
I lead one Dhamma Mitra Varga weekly, and there are 9 to 10 Dhamma Mitras mm-hmm. in my class. Mm-hmm. Or that class is very regular for last 1 year. Our study also very smoothly and very effectively we are involving in that class.
And this is your first time on the yeah. International Council, I believe, yeah?
Yes. It is a surprise to me because I came from India alone mm-hmm. by travel by plane first time. Or I came alone first time.
First time.
That
first
is
time
one
flying.
Of the adventure yep. in my life. That's why I'm very happy. Yeah. And we're thankful to get this opportunity also. I have some tensions before traveling. But while I start my traveling, then after I feel comfort.
Yeah.
Because there's some surprise with me. One type of a dream also.
Okay.
Which is I feel coming in my life, in existence, in true life. Which I have not imagined yeah. that comes in my life. That's very thrilling to me
yeah.
in my life.
Yes, uh-huh. Yeah. Well, I mean, Vijaya and I can say, because we know that it's been so important that more Indian Dhammacharinis are a regular live part of the International Council. And so you coming and joining the meeting for the first time is exactly what we've been wanting and needing on the meeting.
Actually, means I before coming this, I don't know what is the structure of movement. Before ordination, after ordination, I suppose only become Dhammacharini and then only do practice, do study, deep practice and sharing that experience with other order members
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and expand or canvassing Dhamma.
Yeah, with that Dhamma is only mitras, my, maybe, yeah.
That was my only motivation, aim, target.
Okay, so things have changed then.
Suddenly, all changed. Within 1 month, all happened.
Yeah.
And this opportunity mm-hmm. so came to me.
So within 1 month, within a very short period of time.
Very short period, but that is also a challenge for me.
Yes.
Or I have decided to go to see and what is happening.
Mm.
For that I am eager to yeah. know about that. What is International Council and what are I have to do there. Yes, it is very good thing. Means because my ideal, my motivation, only Dr. Babasaheb Ambedkar. There is no age limit to learn
no.
new things. Mm. That is I learned from my Babasaheb Ambedkar. That is why I didn't think about that ki, yeah, at this age, what can learn? That is my motivation
yes.
to coming here.
And Vijaya, so this is your second time on the International Council. And so I really enjoyed meeting you last time, 2 years ago. Could you say a little bit about how you have found this meeting?
Yeah, this is second meeting and I am feeling a bit easy instead of first meeting. Yeah, and I am not feeling as a new person here at Adhishthana, and feeling very good connection with each other. In all members of International Council, and Yeah, I'm enjoying the second international council meeting at here, Adhishthana. Yeah.
What would be for you a highlight of what we have done this week?
Oh, yes. Highlight and very much focus this time in this international council meeting. 3-4 points is connected with the order. If in the center conflict is going on, so what we can do.
Mm.
So lots of discussion in our college strand and other strands also. And as well as Sikha project, this is also highlight very much. And the diversity in the unity. So this also, so three topper highlights for me.
Mm-hmm.
And really, when we will go back, so we can think more and discussion in the local area council.
Mm. Mm. Share the ideas
more. So I hope so.
Yeah. I was struck by something that you said in a discussion group that we had about conflict and conflict resolution. And you were talking about how sometimes when there is a difficulty that isn't getting sorted in a group, it isn't moving into more harmony, that sometimes the group is unhappy if an individual asks for help outside that group and says, oh, you know, things aren't moving on, what can we do? It was quite a strong moment in our discussion when you were saying that, wasn't it? Because it was such a strong encouragement to really engage, an encouragement to feel no shame about really asking for input and support and no secrets.
Yeah, no secret. Yes, thank you very much, Dasini. You are asking and talking about this conflict. Yeah. I remember that whenever, some years ago, I was in the conflict, and at that time, maybe 15 years ago, I was thinking, oh, finish all these things, and I frustrated. But when I became preceptor, from that time I trust and believe very much about the conflict, how we can resolve and overcome from there.
Mm.
And now there is a bit helpful situation is growing.
Yeah.
So I believe about this, our structure of the Sangha. If somebody can't hear to us, do not receptive, so we can call to somebody hierarchical, spiritual in our, in the order, and we can take help, and we can resolve the conflict, so I believe this, and I got already this help in the order, so we, and I feel very much confidence now, yes, we can resolve. Whatever situation, we can resolve. Yes.
there is a way of looking at difficulty in the Bodhisattva ideal, isn't it? To take all difficulty, take all adversity as the path.
Yeah.
Yeah? So it is transformation practice to see that where there is dukkha, where there is not understanding between people, this is a great...
Yeah.
Revealing, showing where the limits are.
Yeah, and it is constructive when we start to resolve our conflict. Yeah, just we go in front of the Buddha and we can see our own ethics, ethical practice, and just we can do better harmony within us.
And Ratnashree, we spoke earlier about you were saying to me that you found it so inspirational that there were so many women on this meeting taking positions of facilitation but leadership as well.
Yes, I'm very comfortable with our friendship and which I getting motivation for first 2-3 days. I'm not familiar to English pronunciation. Then after also, everybody asked me, you can connect, you can recognize our. Then after also, I surprised, you know, why they are asking me. You see, I feel very, very much friendly with them.
Yeah.
Very much. Everybody caring me.
Yeah.
About diet, about all things, about sleep, personal, all things they are caring. Very surprised for me.
I think just about every conversation that we've had, you just expressed so much gratitude to Adistana, to Bhante, to Dr. Baba Saheb. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. Just before we finish, I just want to say, because we're going to meet again in the International Council in about 18, 19 months.
Mm-hmm.
And we're well, we will be meeting in India, I believe. Is that right?
Yes.
So I suppose I would be really happy to think that in 18 months' time,
yeah,
we can have another conversation,
yes.
The three of us,
yes,
about how it's gone, how it has been for yourself in Mumbai and in Nagpur, and myself in the UK, just sharing these ideas that we've and the decisions that we've taken here about how far the work of this meeting has gone out, and the conversations that we've had with Dhamma Mitras. Yeah, with other Dharmacharinis and Dharmacharis. So
I recognize I have something to say, my order members as well as JFR Mitras. Mm-hmm. Something is very important things I got here. I should tell them some at their level what is necessary for them also.
Mm-hmm.
This is very good thing for me from this from this meeting.
From this meeting.
I see.
Yeah, reporting back, yeah.
Very good thing. I'm very proud of, I came from India.
Mm-hmm.
This is 100 years before Baba Sahib studied in England.
Oh, it is, yeah.
Yes,
that's right.
That's what I'm very proud of, where Baba Sahib studied. So, with so many difficulties, he studied in London.
In London, yeah.
And I am, due to their efforts, we are...
Here you are, yeah.
So much... efforts, means comfort we are in. Due to her efforts, we are now in comfort. So comfort.
Rhyming words. Yeah, it should be.
That's a great hallmark of Indian culture, yeah?
Yeah. Yes. She has.
Talent.
People, yeah.
Real
yeah.
talent, yeah.
Rhyming.
Yep. Yeah.
Enjoying. Whatever difficulties, in the difficulties also, we learn from the difficulties to enjoy.
Yeah, yeah. Taking adversity on the path again, yep. So I think I have a nice idea for how we might finish, because, well, you've done this already, haven't you? We had an evening last night, and there was some star singing.
Yes.
From the India area, yeah. And I think if both of you could sing us out,
yeah.
I'm singing this song because Baba Sahib's dream was that when any movement can taken by women,
by a woman,
that movement will be succeed very well.
Yeah,
that was Baba Sahib's dream. Come into practice, come into existence by Bhante. That's why we are singing one song. This song will be dedicated to our movement. Aao beno saath chalenge, dhammadan ka karya karenge, dhammadan ka karya karenge. Aao beno साथ चलेंगे, साथ चलेंगे।